Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 12th of November. I'm John Duggan, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, the first major of the year has become the last, with the 2020 Masters getting underway today. Shane Lowry plays alongside defending champion Tiger Woods, along with the amateur Andy Ogletree. They tee off at Augusta at 5-1 Irish time. Just over 20 minutes later, Gray McDowell gets his opening round underway. Rory McIlroy's latest attempt to win a first green jacket begins at 5 p.m. in the company of world number one Dustin Johnson and Patrick Cantlay. Mallow amateur James Sugrue is partnered by two-time winner Jose Maria Olazabal and Andrew Putnam. Open champion Larry knows a victory this week may be the only thing to surpass his win at Royal Portrush.
To be the first Irishman to ever wear the green jacket would be pretty special. So that's probably one of the only things that could top it. And like, look, obviously I'm very, you know, I've worked very hard all my life and I've really put my mind down to it, and I achieved something very, very special last year. And yes, I probably won't ever top that, but if it is, it'll, you know, maybe be around here.
Bryson DeChambeau is the tournament favourite after his 6-shot win at the US Open, and that takes the limelight off McIlroy.
Feels like everything this year, it's more subdued, it's more relaxed, it's sort of just, that's the feel for me anyway. Obviously Bryson's going to be feeling a little different because, you know, the attention is on him, and deservedly so, you know, coming off the back of a major win and basically disrupting the game of golf over the last few months. You know, it's a big story, and I'm just as intrigued as everyone else to see how that unfolds.
Former major winner Padraig Harrington was on the show last night. He says Augusta is harder than it seems.
I find the golf course very difficult. I find it very intimidating. I don't think that sometimes comes across. It actually is the ultimate golf course. They have a lot of control over us, but essentially, if you get yourself in contention, you still have to keep making birdies, even though there's potential of making double bogeys. So there's a lot of pressure to keep going. It's, you know, a US Open or an Open or things, once you get yourself in the lead, you're kind of hanging in there a lot of the time. You're just, you know, you can play into the middle of the greens, or you can get up and down, and that's good enough. But in the Masters, you could have a one-shot lead with 9 holes to play, and you have to shoot 3 under par on that back 9 to win. I found it a stressful golf course. It's a lot of big shots, a lot of intimidating shots.
An empty Wembley place hosted tonight's friendly meeting of the Republic of Ireland and England. Adam Eda is likely to start for Stephen Kenny's side, with Aaron Connolly and Callum Robinson both ruled out. Kick-off is at 8 p.m. Ireland captain Seamus Coleman says the boys in green can be competitive.
I think we need to look to ourselves sometimes as well. I know England have got some top-class players playing at very high-profile clubs, but we've got Premier League players throughout the squad, basically. And it's not like maybe years gone by where we didn't have so many Premier League players playing week in, week out. And I think the last 2 years there's been quite a lot of Premier League players. So I think we need to look at ourselves and be fit to match up with them. You know, we know they've got dangerous players, but we got to understand that we're Premier League quality players as well, and go and do it and see what it brings.
England and Liverpool defender Joe Gomez will miss the match after suffering a knee injury in training. He could be out of action for some time. Both Northern Ireland and Scotland are just 90 minutes away from places at next year's European Championship. 1,000 fans will be inside Windsor Park for Northern Ireland's playoff at Slovakia. Scotland are in Belgrade to take on Serbia. Mickey Hart's future as Tyrone senior football manager is up in the air after a request for a 1-year extension is reported to have been turned down. It's believed Tyrone GA chiefs are keen on interested candidates applying for a 3-year term in charge of the Red Hand County. Cork manager Rona McCarthy says they're waiting for permission to play Mark Keane in next week's Munster Senior Football Final. Keane is contracted to AFL side Collingwood and due to return to Melbourne in early December. McCarthy says they're waiting for a response from Collingwood regarding Keane's availability for the meeting with Tipperary on Sunday week. Today's race meeting at Clonmel is subject to an inspection. And on OTBAM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheen from 7:30, we're chatting to Gary Breen, Nicky Daly and profiling Davy Fitzgerald and Brian Lowen out of the meeting of Clare and Wexford in the Hurling Championship this weekend. Then tonight we're chatting to John Giles and Damien Delaney and bringing you the latest from our Super Value GAA Roadshow. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.